have you ever had difficulty focusing in prayer? I'm right with you. There are times when you don't feel like praying, you simply can't focus, you wonder if God's listening to you. Well, if you're in that situation, we've got some help. Kendra Von Esch is going to show you how to put your mind back into prayer every time. Kendra is a speaker and an author and the head of a very popular video prayer series online at kendravonesch.com. Kendra, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John and Glenn. How are you?
We're blessed to have you on. When you find those dry spells, and we've all been there, we've all been in the prayer Sahara Desert, and you just say, my gosh, how did I get here? How am I going to get out of here? What do you do to rekindle the fire in your prayer life?
Well, in some cases, you just got to muscle through it. Sometimes we just don't feel it, and we have to remember that those times of desolation and aridity are the times when we grow, that God might even be testing us to see how much do we really love him, and will we continue with our commitment and dedication and love of him. I think the more we look at prayer as a moment to love God, it's a little bit better than checking off that box at the to-do list. I got to pray the rosary today. Got to pray this, got to pray that, you know?
Yes.
And it's a journey, you know. I mean, it's up and down, backwards and forward. Sometimes I spin around in a circle on this path, but as long as I continue to strive to go forward, it's super helpful. And it's all about love. And I think once you kind of change your mindset of this is a task I have to get done, like every other thing on my list, it does kind of change. St. Teresa of Avila says prayer is not in thinking much, but in loving much. And I think that's one of the things that we can all kind of shift our mindset around to make it a little bit more of a lifting our heart and mind to God, not just another thing on that long list of stuff we have to do.
No, it's funny that you mentioned that long list of stuff to do, Kendra, as we talk about mastering your mind in prayer, because that happened to me just on Monday. And it was later in the day, saying, oh, I didn't pray my chaplet today. And, you know, so that little cloud is over your head, you know, saying, oh, you better do that, you better do that, you better do that. And then thanks be to God, the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, you know, why don't you just calm down? Do you want to have a conversation? Okay. So just had a conversation with the Holy Spirit. That's, of course, this intimate form of prayer. But how do we get ourselves to that point of relaxation so we're not checking off the different boxes and we get to the different levels of prayer?
Yeah, so I don't know if everyone knows, but there are 9 levels of prayer, and they break up into 3 different categories. One is purgative, the second is illuminative, and the third is unitive. And who doesn't want to get to that third level where you're in, you know, ecstasy with the Lord, perfect union with God, but it takes a while to get there. Many of us are stuck in the first and second level. So the first level is vocal prayer. That's where we pray the chaplet. We pray or recite the rosary. We're not necessarily meditating on it. The Our Father, Hail Mary. Even the Mass can be, depending on our disposition, just a vocal prayer. But when you get to that second level, and this is where a lot of people struggle, but this is where we must master this, and we must incorporate it in our daily life, because if we do not incorporate mental prayer, and we're all called to be saints, every single saint practice mental prayer, we do not get to the other 7 levels of prayer, says St. Teresa of Avila, the master of prayer as a Carmelite nun. She basically says, hey, if you don't put yourself in this Christian meditative state every single day and have that conversation with God, meditating on the word, on spiritual reading, even an object. You could be looking at the crucifix or, of course, the mysteries of the rosary, which make that vocal prayer into mental prayer. I want to say one more thing. St. Augustine said we must pray in order to be saved. And St. Francis of de Sales said that if we do not practice mental prayer, we will not be able to avoid sin. So it's really critical to take that time and prepare for prayer. I don't know about you. You just said, you know, oh, I got to do that. And you've got your mind on many, many other things. So find a special place that you pray. Get on your knees if it's helpful. sometimes I've laid in bed and before you know it, I'm falling asleep before I even start my Christian meditation. So make sure that you're comfortable, but you're not going to, you know, knock yourself out by getting too comfortable or laying down. And put yourself in God's presence. Approach God. I mean, He's the Almighty God. And if you remind yourself that He is your creator, and you put your mind as, okay, I want to do your will, Lord, please help me calm my mind, then you get into prayer, it really does kind of help put you in that state instead of trying to meditate while you're driving in the car or doing other things, which a lot of us do. I'm not an expert at this. You fight it. Everyone fights this and will be fighting this until the day that we die. But the real key thing is that St. Francis of de Sales said, even if you try mental prayer and all you do is fight distractions the whole time through, it's still a wonderful prayer. It counts. Like God says, way to go. Way to fight your way through it. Way to
Kendra,
try.
We need to quiet our mind, Kendra, to kind of get in a good state for prayer. But in addition to that, talk about the need to quiet our mind in the middle of prayer to do some listening to God as well.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part. Our minds are just always going. And it's beautiful when you do master that moment of silence, when you call out to God and you need His help, you need His grace. So when you pray, you prepare to pray, you ask God, Lord, please help me hear what you want me to hear in whatever I'm meditating on. And to calm my mind and to rest in you, to love you. And have you ever had, Glenn, where you sit there and you pray and you're like, oh my gosh, that was beautiful, because your body just turns into this calmness? There are times when I sometimes can't even think of anything. I'm in such a state of, I don't know, calmness and rest with Him.